Welcome to our Maundy Thursday service at Holy Trinity Headington Quarry. My name is Laura Byron Scott and I'm the vicar here. Maundy is from the Latin mandatum, which means commandment. In this service, we remember the central Christian commandment to love one another as Christ has loved us. We gather this evening as a dispersed community. We gather at a time of great fear and uncertainty, but we gather still in the confidence that nothing can separate us from the love of God revealed to us in Jesus Christ. Our preacher over the next 3 days is the Reverend Professor Rob Gilbert, Associate Priest at Holy Trinity, Professor of Biophysics in the Nuffield Department of Medicine, University of Oxford, and Fellow of Magdalen College, where his sermons were recorded. We begin with the hymn, Praise to the Holiest in the Height.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Our Lord Jesus Christ says, "If you love me, keep my commandments. Unless I wash you, you have no part in me." Let us confess to Almighty God our sins against his love and ask God to cleanse us. Have mercy on us, O God, in your great goodness. According to the abundance of your compassion, blot out our offences. Lord, have mercy. Against you only have we sinned and done what is evil in your sight. Christ, have mercy. Purge us from our sin, and we shall be clean. Wash us, and we shall be whiter than snow. Lord, have mercy. May the Father forgive you by the death of his Son, and strengthen you to live in the power of the Spirit all your days. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray that we may love one another as Christ has loved us. God, our Father, you have invited us to share in the supper which your Son gave to his church, to proclaim his death until he comes. May he nourish us by his presence and unite us in his love, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. A reading from the first letter to the Corinthians. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash, except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." When Judas had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me. And as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our reading from John's Gospel begins with us being told that Jesus knew and that he had loved and was determined to love to the end, and by doing that to glorify God in himself. He knew his final time had come, and because he had loved, he was equipped to love to the end. Christians believe that this is how we are all called to live, and actually how the whole of humanity is asked to live. We are asked to honestly know ourselves and our world and the needs of its peoples, people close around us and people far away. Frankly, we are asked to know the truth of any situation as far as we can and to honour that truth. We are also asked to love one another. When Jesus has no time left to teach any more, he leaves his friends and disciples with this single central message around which to build the rest of their lives, that they must love one another. I give you a new commandment that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Jesus shows us that if we love one another, we will be ready to love to the end, which is all any of us are finally asked to do. The whole purpose of every single human life is to respond as best we can to the command that we love one another. As Jesus went about the ministry that has led to his Last Supper with his friends in Galilee and on the road and in Jerusalem, he performed signs. These signs of wonder, water becoming wine and 5,000 fed, and signs of healing and wholeness, lame people walking and blind people seeing, celebrate the goodness and the beauty of creation. Signs of wonder speak, using everyday things, of the power and the presence of God in this man Jesus and in this world in his fellow human beings. Signs of healing and wholeness represent a restoration of the goodness and beauty of creation by this man Jesus in his fellow human beings. Jesus even raises the dead as a sign of the presence of God's kingdom in this world, proclaiming for all to see that the glory of God is a human being fully alive. Now, on his last night, he works a sign of wonder and a final sign of healing and wholeness. The sign of wonder is the bread and wine become his body and his blood. It's a sign of wonder we love to celebrate every time we meet for a Eucharist, for Holy Communion. This Last Supper of Jesus' echoes the feeding of the 5,000 and the wedding at Cana. Tonight, Laura is enabling us to celebrate this sign of wonder as a community of people who follow Jesus, even though we cannot meet in person. The sign of healing and wholeness is found this evening in Jesus washing his disciples' feet. For feet calloused and dirty from life on the road and in the streets of towns and the city, feet tired from walking, washing brings relief and relaxation, brings rest and a chance to recover from the work they have done. What Jesus did with his love for his friends and his disciples was to try and help them to inhabit the same world as him, to try and help them to live like him and think like him about each other and about the world and its needs. That's why signs of wonder, like feeding 5,000 and turning water into wine, and the bread and wine of Jesus' body and blood, and signs of healing and wholeness, feet being washed, the lame walking, the blind seeing, the dead being raised, are so important in Jesus' ministry. They speak, they actually proclaim, the transformation of human life by this man Jesus, a transformation we are experiencing still ourselves. The word that Jesus uses repeatedly in John's Gospel to talk about his desire that his friends and disciples would live like him and think like him is the word abide. Repeatedly, Jesus tells his disciples to abide in his love, to live in, to inhabit, to make their home in his love, and also to be held, to allow themselves to be held in his love, the love of God, and the love of others who are thinking like Jesus or acting like Jesus. The coronavirus pandemic, this national and global tragedy, has resulted in innumerable people showing how they abide in God's love, how they have made their home in loving others. Jesus acts with the care of a nurse to his disciples, in washing their feet and in feeding them food. Our nurses and carers of every kind make their home in loving others. If we are in hospital or in our own homes, and we need help. We are held in the love of our carers. As Laura said on Passion Sunday, one of the cruelest things about this coronavirus is that people in hospital who have the disease cannot receive visitors. People in hospital cannot be comforted by seeing up close and being touched and held by the people they love best of all. And families cannot move to be together either, to support one another. But if family and friends are far away, we are still held in their love. We abide in their love. Their love is our home. And for many of us, modern technology is now providing the real and needed comfort of seeing and speaking to the people we love best. Jesus said, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you." Innumerable people are following Jesus' example. When doctors and nurses and paramedics and carers handle their patients or the people they look after, they are following Jesus' example, and they are Jesus in that situation. When carers and family members feed the ones they support or love, then they too are being Jesus in their situation. And when scientists use their skills and knowledge and insight to design vaccines and explore new therapies and better tests for diseases like coronavirus infection, as some of my colleagues in the university are now, they are Jesus too. We might not see them at work. They aren't caring physically for someone who is sick, or spending time physically with someone who is dying, or praying for or reaching out in love to someone. But they are being God's wisdom in this terrible situation in their own distinctive ways, as the doctors and nurses and paramedics and other caregivers are being God's wisdom too. In the face of the loss of everything, Jesus does something beautiful. As in the face of the loss, in some cases, of everything today, people are doing beautiful things, showing concern, giving support, being a friend, treating the sick, and caring with compassion for the dying. When they do this, they are showing how they are determined to love to the end, like Jesus did. They are being Jesus in the situation they find themselves in, and they are glorifying God in themselves. Amen.
In the power of the Spirit, let us pray to the Father, through Christ, the Saviour of the world. Father, on this, the night he was betrayed, your Son Jesus Christ washed his disciples' feet. We commit ourselves to follow his example of love and service. We pray especially at this time for those who serve others by working on the front line during the coronavirus pandemic, for all medical professionals, social care providers, researchers, and all providing essential services at this time. May they know your healing presence with them and with all they serve. Lord, hear us. On this night, Jesus prayed for his disciples to be one. We pray for the unity of your church. As Christians gather as dispersed communities of faith this evening, may the crisis we face enable us to draw together in our shared love of Christ. Help us to unite together with people of all faiths and none, in our loving response to this situation. Lord, hear us. On this night, Jesus prayed for those who were to believe through the disciples' message. We pray for the mission of your church. As people across the world find themselves with more time and space to reflect on the big questions of life, may we be ready to respond with gentleness, love, and compassion to share the good news of our faith with others. Lord, hear us. On this night, Jesus commanded his disciples to love, but suffered rejection himself. We pray for the rejected and unloved. We pray for those whose needs are too easily forgotten, the homeless, refugees and asylum seekers, for those in any kind of danger, especially those who are not safe in their own homes. Enable us to be mindful of their needs and to find new ways to respond in love and kindness. Lord, hear us. On this night, Jesus reminded his disciples that if the world hated them, it hated him first. We pray for those who are persecuted for their faith. We pray for Christians and all people of faith who are unable to express their faith freely and openly. We remember any people or situations known to us. For a peaceful response to this crisis, which honours our common humanity and upholds our basic human rights. Lord, hear us. On this night, Jesus accepted the cup of death and looked forward to the new wine of the kingdom. We remember those who have died in the peace of Christ. We remember especially those who have died recently and those whose anniversaries fall at this time. For all who have died from coronavirus and their families and friends. Lord, hear us. Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Thank you.
At the Eucharist, we are with our crucified and risen Lord. We know that it was not only our ancestors, but we who were redeemed and brought forth from bondage to freedom, from mourning to feasting. We know that as he was with them in the upper room, so our Lord is here with us now. Until the kingdom of God comes, let us celebrate this feast. Blessed are you, Lord God of the universe. You bring forth bread from the earth. Blessed are you, Lord God of the universe. You create the fruit of the vine. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right to give you thanks, Father most holy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For on this night he girded himself with a towel, and taking the form of a servant, washed the feet of his disciples. He gave us a new commandment, that we should love one another as he has loved us. Knowing that his hour had come, in his great love, he gave this supper to his disciples to be a memorial of his passion, that we might proclaim his death until he comes again and feast with him in his kingdom. Therefore, earth unites with heaven to sing a new song of praise. We too join with angels and archangels as they proclaim your glory without end. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed, that is, this very night, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Christ is the bread of life. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, Lord Jesus, until you come in glory. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people, and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the blessed company of the apostles and all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Every time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, grant us peace. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Amen. The blood of Christ keep you in eternal life. Amen. Jesus Christ, we thank you that in this wonderful sacrament you have given us the memorial of your passion. Grant us so to reverence the sacred mysteries of your body and blood, that we may know within ourselves and show forth in our lives the fruit of your redemption. For you are alive and reign, now and for ever. Amen. Therefore we before him bending this great sacrament revere. Types and shadows have their ending, for the newer rite is here. Faith our outward sense befriending, makes the inward vision clear. Glory let us give and blessing to the Father and the Son, honor, might and praise addressing, while eternal ages run. Ever to his love confessing, from both with both is one. Amen.
My God, why have you forsaken me and are so far from my salvation? From the words of my distress. O my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not answer, and by night also, but I find no rest. Yet you are the Holy One, enthroned upon the praises of Israel. Our forebears trusted in you, they trusted and you delivered them. They cried out to you, and were delivered. They put their trust in you and were not confounded. But as for me, I am a worm and no man, scorned by all and despised by the people. All who see me laugh me to scorn. They curl their lips and wag their heads, saying, "He trusted in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him deliver him, if he delights in him." But it is you that took me out of the womb and laid me safe upon my mother's breast. On you was I cast ever since I was born. You are my God, even from my mother's womb. Be not far from me, for trouble is near at hand, and there is none to help. Mighty oxen come around me. Fat bulls of Bashan close me in on every side. They gape upon me with their mouths, as it were a ramping and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart has become like wax, melting in the depths of my body. My mouth is dried up like a potsherd. My tongue cleaves to my gums. You have laid me in the dust of death. For the hounds are all about me. The pack of evildoers close in on me. They pierce my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They stand staring and looking upon me. They divide my garments among them. They cast lots for my clothing. Be not far from me, O Lord. You are my strength. Hasten to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my poor life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, from the horns of wild oxen. You have answered me. I will tell of your name to my people. In the midst of the congregation will I praise you. Praise the Lord, you that fear him. O seed of Jacob, glorify him. Stand in awe of him, O seed of Israel. For he has not despised nor abhorred the suffering of the poor, neither has he hidden his face from them. But when they cried to him, he heard them. From you comes my praise in the great congregation. I will perform my vows in the presence of those that fear you. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek the Lord shall praise him. Their hearts shall live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. And all the families of the nations shall bow before him. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations. How can those who sleep in the earth bow down in worship, or those who go down to the dust kneel before him? He has saved my life for himself. My descendants shall serve him. This shall be told of the Lord for generations to come. They shall come and make known his salvation to a people yet unborn, declaring that he, the Lord, has done it.